I started the day with a cold brew coffee and a delicious pastry. For lunch, I had tuna hand rolls made right in front of me by a skilled sushi chef. For dinner, an outstanding in the field tasting menu from Chef Greg Daniels of Salt Air, a seafood restaurant in Venice. After that, I enjoyed riveting performances from Beck, Lana Del Rey, and Calvin Harris. This all happened in the same place, Coachella Music and Arts Festival in Indio, California. Every year at Coachella, the biggest musicians play to crowds of over 80,000. Art installations and interactive experiences abound. Festival goers have a plethora of entertainment options to choose from. This year, for the first time, that included a $250 a seat dinner from the folks at Outstanding in the Field.
Well, we're in the middle of a music festival. And when I say middle, it's loud. But the funny thing is that in a conventional restaurant, you can't even hear the people you're talking to. But here you can, because we're outdoors, the sound has somewhere to go. There's a lot of bass.
That's Jim Denovan, who founded Outstanding in the Field. Outstanding in the Field is a roving culinary adventure, literally a restaurant without walls. Since 1999, Outstanding in the Field has traveled around the country, setting their long table in fields, gardens, and vineyards, and on beaches and mountaintops. Wherever the location, the consistent theme of each dinner is to honor the people whose good work brings nourishment to the table. Shayna Anderson, director of private events for Outstanding in the Field, thought Coachella Valley was a perfect fit.
So Coachella Valley is really known for sustainable agriculture. There's farmers like David Retzke of County Line South and County Line Harvest. It's just a couple miles down the road. He grows incredible product year-round. So we've partnered David with our chefs for this weekend. And also look to Southern California Farms, who are doing equally sustainable, incredible work that our chefs are working with, bringing in relationships that they already have with their sources and their direct farms in their area, and bringing it straight to Coachella.
In addition to the agricultural bounty of the California land, hosting a dinner like this at a music festival like Coachella makes sense on so many levels. It's the kind of artistic harmony Jim Denovan lives for.
I do come from the art world. I had a show at MoMA PS1 in New York with my gigantic drawings in the sand, and I've been in museums and such. And in the art world, they would discuss, or they would suggest that this, what happens when we put a table like our table in a music festival environment, it's like an intervention. It's a disruption, as the tech people say. We're putting something in a place that it hasn't been, and that gets people to think. And the thinking leads to cultural change.
The dinner I attended was from Chef Greg Daniels of Salt Air in Venice. His refined yet eclectic beach bistro fare focuses on fresh seafood and seasonal ingredients. Chef Daniels talked about his concept and preparation for this special dinner.
Yeah, well, Outstanding in the Field does a really great job of, bringing in chefs to highlight what's local, what's fresh, working with farmers and bring everything in from Southern California. So that's really the focus here. We are a seafood restaurant, and we do, use seafood that's not necessarily Southern California. We bring in, East Coast oysters and things like that. But, we made an effort to go all West Coast with this one, a little creativity and I think we successfully did so.
Usually after a tasting menu with beverage pairings, I stumble out into the cold streets of New York City and look for a cab home. It was absolutely surreal to wander through the Coachella grounds and hop from one amazing music performance to the next after a mind-blowing culinary experience. Fine dining restaurants across the country are loosening their ties, so to speak, with rustic design and casual service. On the flip side, music festivals are stepping up their food game and aren't afraid of formal feasts and a full-on party atmosphere. I, for one, hope this trend continues. I'll take fried red snapper and biodynamic wine any day over nachos and soda. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.